One of the surest ways for parents to damage their child's self-esteem is to play the comparison game.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
It's human nature for us to measure our ability and worth against others. The question is not, how am I doing? It's, how am I doing compared to Steve or Susie or Paul? And nowhere are these comparisons more prevalent than in childhood. Each boy or girl measures himself against his peers and gauges his ability, his competence, and his worth on how he matches up. The problem arises when parents get into the act. Mom and dad want to know how their child ranks in school testing, or who has the highest batting average on the Little League team, or who gets first violin in the school orchestra. And it's fun to play this game, as long as the kids win. But it's destructive in the long run. In fact, I believe this kind of comparison is the root of all feelings of inferiority. It teaches the child to weigh his greatest weakness against the more prominent strengths of his peers, which inevitably emphasizes his inadequacy. How much better it is to focus on your child's unique strengths and abilities, applauding growth and development based solely on his own merit. In the quest to build self-esteem, the child subjected to comparisons usually comes out a loser, while the winners are those who are praised for their own progress.
Hear more at drjamesdobson.org.